as a soup kit.
Yeah.
On it.
Okay. A knife, fork, and
spoon.
And you put cut flowers in a
vase.
And a permanent refuse construction, such as they used to have in Talmud.
Garbage can.
Made of concrete now.
Yes.
And after meal, Grant says, now I must
clear the table
and then
wash the dishes.
Okay. And then hold it under the cold water, and you do what?
Rinse.
No, but she does what? She
rinses.
And for washing dishes, yeah, cloth you use in to take pieces of, you know, particles of food off the dishes.
Dish rag.
Okay. And then for wiping the dishes.
Dish towel.
And in the bathroom, the large
bath towel.
And a smaller one used
hand towel. And the little bitty ones are fingertips.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Called little, those little towels?
Those little things that are not much larger than a washcloth and they have fringes on, those are fingertips.
Oh, that's good. You're kidding me.
No.
And then for washing the hands and face in the bathroom?
Wash rag.
So you use the same word then for both the in the kitchen?
No, I said dish rag.
Oh, that's right. I see. Yeah, you're right. And at the kitchen sink, the water comes out of the
faucet.
And then on a barrel, it comes out of a
spigot.
And on the house
faucet.
Okay, and now the something you pour something through
a funnel,
and so you crack a or a horse to
crack the whip. Whip.
Well, you say both, all right?
Yeah.
You do. You have a.
If I think I say whip.
This is a larger than a
bread box.
Mm-hmm. Now this is something they used to keep crackers in. A cracker.
Barrel.
And then all you could carry in both
hands.
You'd say I really have a
armload?
Yeah. And a partial load of a truck or wagon.
Partial load? No idea.
And you take clothes out, hang them out in the yard, you take them out in the clothes.
Basket?
You put dirty clothes in a
hamper.
Does a hamper have to have any special shape, size, or specifications at all to be?
No.
Just, it's just
got a lid.
It must have a lid?
Yes.